माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरीवरधारी। जय गिरीवरधारी जय यशोदानंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन। जय ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बन चारी। जय कुंज बिहारी। जय यमुना तीरा बन चारी। जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव जय कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगचारष्टोदरक्षेत्रमदिस डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विभूति संस्थापक आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगचारष्टोदरक्ष श्रीमदिस डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगामाई जमुनामाई की भक्तदेवी तुलसी महारानी की कलियुग पावन हरिनाम संकीर्तन की हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की शील प्रभुपा ट्रांसनल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की ఆయ్ గురు ప్రేమానందై ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబుల్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ శ్రీ గౌరాంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ओमज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्नतं तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णविष्णाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेष्टारिणी. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री द्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, Text 31. The sacrifice performed by Dakshā. Brahma uvacha na etat swarupam bhavatah asau padartha bheda grahai purushah yavat ikshet yanasya च अर्थस्य गुणस्य च आश्रय मायामयात् व्यतिरिक्त मतः त्वं ब्रह्मोवाच नैतत् स्वरूपं भवतोऽसौ पदार्थ भेदग्रहै पुरुषो यावदीक्षेत ज्ञानस्य चार्थस्य गुणस्य चाश्रयो मायामयात् व्यतिरिक्तो मतस्त्वम् ब्रह्मोवाच नैतत् स्वरूपं भवतोऽसौ पदार्थ भेदगृहै पुरुषो यावदीक्षेत् ज्ञानस्य चार्थस्य गुणस्य चाश्रयो मायामयाद्व्यतिरिक्तो मतस्त्वम् ब्रह्मोवाच नैतत् स्वरूपं भवतोऽसौ पदार्थ भेदगृहै पुरुषो यावदीक्षेत् ज्ञानस्य चार्थस्य गुणस्य चाश्रयो मायामयाद्व्यतिरिक्त तो मतस्त्वम्
Yeah.
Matajis. Jnanasya chārthasya gunasya chāśrayo māyā mayād vyatirikto matastvam brahmo vācha. Lord Brahma said, na, not, etat, this, svarūpam, eternal form, bhavatah, your, asau, that other, pada artha, knowledge, bheda, different, grahai, by the acquiring, purushaha, person, yavat, as long as, ikshet, wants to see, jnanasya, of knowledge, cha, also, arthasya, of the objective, gunasya, of the instruments, of knowledge, cha, also, ashraya, the basis, maya mayat, from being, made of, material energy, vyatirikta, distinct, mataha, regarded, tvam, you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Translation. Lord Brahma said, my dear Lord, your personality and eternal form cannot be understood by any person who is trying to know you through the different processes of acquiring knowledge. Your position is always transcendental to the material creation, whereas the empiric attempt to understand you is material, as are its objectives and instruments. Purport. It is said that the transcendental name, qualities, activities, paraphernalia, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot be understood with our material senses. The attempt of the empiric philosophers to understand the absolute truth by speculation is always futile, because their process of understanding, their objective, and the instruments by which they try to understand the absolute truth are all material. The Lord is aprakrita, beyond the creation of the material world. This fact is also accepted by the great impersonalist Shankaracharya. Narayano paro avyaktat andam avyakta sambhavam. Avyakta, or the original material cause, is beyond this material manifestation and is the cause of the material world. Because Narayana, the Supreme Personality of God, is beyond the material world, one cannot speculate upon Him by any material method. One has to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead simply by the transcendental method of Krishna consciousness. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 1855. Bhakti amama bijanati. Only by devotional service can one understand the transcendental form of the Lord. The difference between the impersonalist and the personalist is that the impersonalist, limited by their speculative processes, cannot even approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas the devotees please the Supreme Personality of Godhead through His transcendental loving service, sevon mukhehi. Due to the service attitude of the devotee,
the Lord is revealed to him. The Supreme Lord cannot be understood by materialistic persons even though he is present before them. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna therefore condemns such materialists as mudhas. Mudha means rascal. It is said in the Gita, only rascals think of Lord Krishna as an ordinary person. They do not know what Lord Krishna's position is or what his transcendental potencies are. Unaware of his transcendental potencies, they impersonally deride the person of Krishna, Lord Krishna. Whereas the devotees, by dint of their service attitude, can understand him as the personality of Godhead. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna has confirmed it is very difficult to understand the personality of Godhead. So, Srila Prabhupada mentions about how those who do not understand the personality of the Supreme Lord and speculate about him, he calls them as mudhas. And Prabhupada translates mudhas as rascal. So that was a very oftentimes used word by Prabhupada. Prabhupada landed in Los Angeles, and you don't have to take the video. Prabhupada landed in Los Angeles and there was one reporter, and the reporter met Prabhupada at the airport and said, there are so many big gurus who are coming from India and big spiritual teachers coming all the way from India, and they are giving so many varieties of philosophies which is so interesting to us. What do you think about them? Prabhupada said, they're all nonsense. So this reporter said, but Swamiji, I have to write a 2-page article about them in the weekend edition of the newspaper. So your 1-word answer is not sufficient. I need some more description about them. Prabhupada said, yes, one more thing. They are rascal also. So Prabhupada would often use this term, rascal. And the idea is that if one understands the Supreme Lord to be ordinary human being and ordinary human being to be supreme, both are considered fallacies. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, there is very close resemblance between atheists and Brajavasis. Atheists and Brajavasis. Why? Both do not accept Krishna as God. But the Brajavasis' mood is inspired by love. Anyabhilashita shunyam. Aho bhagyam, aho bhagyam, nanda gopa prajokasam, yanamitram paramanandam, purna brahma sanatanam. So Brahmaji recognizes, oh, these are extraordinarily gifted and blessed personalities in Vrindavan. Pravriddha sneha kalilam, hrudayasid yathapura. Yashodamai understands that, oh, this is Krishna. This is my son. Even after seeing the Virat Roop in Krishna's mouth, Trayyacha Upanishadbhischa Sankhya Yogischa Sattvati Upagiyamana Mahatmyam Harirsa Amanyata Putrakaha. She considers Krishna to be her ordinary boy. So therefore, as described yesterday, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to create appreciation in our heart about Sri Vrindavan Dham and understand the plane of Vrindavan. What is that Brajbhumi Vrindavan? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the first and fundamental foundation for entering into the mood of Vrindavan. Please the Vaishnavas. Please the Vaishnavas. Right, that when Sumantra was leaving Ram and Lakshman and Sita in the forest, and he was returning back, he asked Lakshman, he asked Ram, what is your message for Dasharath? So he said, tell my father that I am crying in separation from him. Sumantra turned to Sita and said, what is your message? She couldn't speak, she only cried. Sumantra turned to Lakshman and said, you have any message? And he said, yes, I have a message. And he said that Pitritvam nopalakshaye mata bhrata bhartascha bandhuscha pitascha mama raghava. He's saying, what is that message? Go and inform Dasharath Maharaj that from today onwards he is no longer my father. Pitritvam nopalakshaye. I do not consider him to be, I do not see him as my father. Mata, bhrata, bhartascha, bandhuscha, pitascha, mama, raghava. My brother, my maintainer, my master, my well-wisher is raghava. And so the acharyas explain why Lakshman cut off his relationship with Dasharath. Because Dasharath had committed a grave offense. He had displeased the Vaishnavas in Ayodhya. All the Ayodhya Vasis were totally heartbroken by the decision taken by Dasharath. And therefore, Lakshman did not want to maintain any relation with someone who was an offender, a Vaishnav Aparadi. And therefore, one can only enter or one can only begin the journey of entering into Sri Vrindavan Dham by pleasing the Vaishnavas and getting their permission and blessings. And therefore, Mahaprabhu, yesterday as we discussed, is telling both Ramanandara and Sarvam Bhattacharya that Bahut utkantha more yaite Vrindavan Tomar hote duivatsara na koilugaman. I have got intense desire to go to Vrindavan. But Tomar hote, because both of you were very stubbornly refusing to give me permission, duivatsara na koilugaman. 2 years I postponed my plan. Vrindavan is a place where we have to adjust our plans according to Krishna's plans. And therefore, if one is not practiced to adjust our plans according to Krishna's plans, then one will find himself out of place when Krishna starts dictating his plans. If you are practicing cricket every day, then you play cricket test match. You cannot be practicing cricket every day and you are asked to play the football match. Whatever game you are about to play, the final match, you have to practice that game. So the first question is, which destination you are wanting to go? Based on the destination you want to go, you have to plan your journey accordingly. If I have to go from temple hall to Goshala, I can go in cycle. That much preparation is sufficient. All I need is a cycle and I go there. If I have to go from here to New York, I take a cycle and I say I am ready. It will not work. Some more preparation is required. Why? Destination is different. You can't say, "Arey, cycle work, I reach till Goshala. The same cycle will take me till New York also." No. So people say, "I have been always stubborn. I have always been extremely independent minded. I have always attained whatever I wanted by planning the way I want. I always considered everybody else stupid. And I got away with it. The cycle worked. The cycle worked till where? Goshala. Till Nandu the bull." Right? So beyond Goshala, the cycle will not work. And therefore, people are extremely proud of their previous anarthas. That is a big anartha. Pride in one's previous anartha is a big anartha. That this is how I am. This is the specific, unique nature of my fallen condition. And therefore, to change that only, we actually come and take shelter of the devotees. Therefore, if we have to reach Vrindavan, Vrindavan is a place where Krishna continuously shifts the goalpost. Okay. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi means goalpost is fixed. You take the ball like this, like this, like this, and then goalpost is there. Boom! Goal! Bhukti, mukti. But Krishna bhakta, Krishna bhakti, you take the ball, you reach the goalpost, suddenly goalpost gayab, shifted, it has gone behind. That is Krishna. And so you have to be ready. Again turn the ball around, search for the goalpost. Come near, again he will shift. So you may spend 2 hours never able to shoot the ball into the goalpost only, but still you will be declared winner. That is Krishna's football. So you have to play the game as per the rules he is setting. So therefore, what we have signed up for is a very, very difficult thing to understand. And it can only be revealed by grace. And so here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why should he postpone 2 years? Tomar hate dui vatsar nai kailu gaman. Because without the devotee's blessings, you cannot enter Vrindavan. Only when the devotees agree, when you are able to match your plan as per devotee's plan, then you are ready to enter Vrindavan and match your plan as per Krishna's plan. If you are always used to manmani, doing your own thing, then you will be totally bewildered in Golok. Because every moment Krishna will be asking different things. So that's what 10th canto is all about. Right? And therefore, Surapati krita dirgha drohato goshta raksham agabhaka ripunocher dattamanam dratamme nijanikata nivasa dehi govardhanastvam. Vrindavan was perfectly peaceful with Indra Puja every year. Every year Indra Puja was happening. Any problem? No problem. Rain perfectly. Grasses wonderful. Everything was going on. Suddenly Krishna is saying, "Worship Govardhan." And as soon as he said, "Worship Govardhan," devastation. So now Krishna lifts the Girirajji, and then all the Brajavasis come under Govardhan. And Indra is upset. So none of the Brajavasis are looking at Krishna accusingly. "We landed up like this because of you." None of the Brajavasis under Govardhan are looking back and seeing what happened to our property.
अपना घर वर बचा है कि नहीं, वेयर इज इट गॉन. सो दैट इज वृंदावन. दे आर ओनली हैप्पी, ओ वी आर गेटिंग अपॉर्चुनिटी टू बी एब्जॉर्ब्ड इन कृष्णा एंड रेसिप्रोकेट विथ कृष्णा एंड प्लीज कृष्णा, बिकॉज कृष्णाज विल इज ऑफ प्राइमरी इंपॉर्टेंस एंड आई मस्ट लर्न हाउ टू फॉलो कृष्णाज विल. एंड द प्रैक्टिस फॉर फॉलोइंग कृष्णाज विल इज गिवन बाय द वैष्णवास. सो वॉट वी विल डू इन द गोलोक वृंदावन इज टेस्ट मैच. प्रैक्टिस फॉर दैट टेस्ट मैच इज गिवन इन नेट प्रैक्टिस. दैट प्रैक्टिस मैचेस एंड द प्रैक्टिस विच वी डू अंडर कोच इज द वैष्णव संघ, वेयर एवरी डिवोटी इज एक्चुअली हेल्पिंग अस डील विद इट. सो यू हैव सीन इन क्रिकेट नेट प्रैक्टिस. You see net practice. Net practice means, you know, there is a stumps, the pitch is there, there are nets behind. And the batsman is batting, and different, just for the sake of Janmashtami Prabhu, I am giving a little purport on cricket, because he is coming from a land of no cricket, from America, baseball, you are coming from baseball, land of baseball. So different bowlers will keep coming and throwing the ball, and the batsman will keep hitting or missing or whatever, but the ball goes behind, hit the net, and it falls there, it is again picked up. So that is practice, right? So many, many bowlers come and people pay a huge amount to get that kind of practice under coach. And what is the bowler supposed to do? Do his best to bewilder the batsman. That's how he will get the best practice. It is not that bowler just throws some very simple stuff and then in practice he becomes champion. And then in the actual match when he sees the bowler running fast, he gets scared. Ye kyun bhag raha hai itna? So unless the practice is of the same intensity, how will the match be played? So match is in spiritual world where Krishna is going to throw googly after googly, bouncer after bouncer. So therefore practice match also has to be of the same caliber. And therefore we are all ready. And who is bowling? All the devotees. So whenever devotees bewilder you with some new request which you didn't expect, know that it is a practice ball to prepare to deal with Krishna in the spiritual world. So therefore, again, you have to get your ambition clear. Do I want to play the test match or not? If not, then you don't have to go through this. So therefore, only those who know what I am ultimately aspiring for in the spiritual world remain happy in Kali Yuga, in Vaishnava Satsang, in devotee Satsang. Because every bewildering moment you see as, oh, one more practice ball. This will help me deal with Krishna's desire much better. So therefore Mahaprabhu is saying, Tomar Hathe, both of you were very stubborn. Who? Ramanand and Sarabhom. Both did not allow me to go to Vrindavan. Any logical reason? No. So here our Mahaprabhu is not chastising them or angry with them or frustrated with them. Why the hell you guys didn't allow me to go? Oh, my plan is postponed by 2 years. Blah, 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 blah. So he's not in a
bitter mood. There is no place for bitterness. Because Krishna, the plane of Krishna is all sweet. Everything is sweet about Krishna. Right? Amyek batul tumi dvitiya batul ata eva amay tumay hoye samatul. Mahaprabhu tells Ramananda Rai, I am one madman, you are another madman. Therefore our wavelength is matching. Because we are absorbed in discussing about Prabhu kahe aage kahe shunite paaye sukhe apurvamrit nadi vahe tumar mukhe. We are discussing the sweet pastimes of Krishna. So therefore, if one understands that Krishna is sweet and Krishna's will is a sweet pill, then one is able to reciprocate accordingly. And that's the whole idea of sadhana bhakti, the practice to be able to see every desire being thrown at us by the devotees as an opportunity to increase and intensify our ability to reciprocate with that desire and get ourselves prepared, sadhana, practice, become a very, very expert intern. Internship. This is the internship going on for the actual employment in the spiritual world. So therefore, just that, it's a lifelong internship before the actual employment begins. And therefore, in any job, there is always a period of internship. And only when one excels in internship, the employer feels confident. And there is always somebody who is overseeing the intern. And the person who is overseeing, the supervisor of the intern's remarks are very important. And therefore, the guru and the Vaishnavas are the ones who give that recommendation. So therefore, Mahaprabhu is telling, Avashya chaliba duhe karaha sammati. I am determined to go to Vrindavan. Avashya chaliba. So many times we may think, determination is synonymous with stubborn resistance and being independent. No, Mahaprabhu is combining determination with submission. Avashya chaliba duhe karaha sammati. I am determined to go only when you give me permission. Karaha sammati. If you refuse to give me permission, I will refuse to give up hope. I will refuse to give up making the effort. The desire will not go away. The determined desire will continue till you permit. Avashya chaliba duhe karaha sammati. Toma duha vina mor nahi anya gati. Without the two of you, I do not have any other hope and any other shelter. So therefore, Mahaprabhu is describing that this is my desire, that I want to go. If you give me permission, please give me permission. And Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai finally give permission to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu's plan is to go to Vrindavan via Bengal. Right? Gaud deshe hoye moi dui samashray. Janani janavi ei dui dayamai. I want to see, have darshan of Mother Ganga and of my own mother, Sri Sachidevi. And therefore, Gaud deshe diya yab tasab dekhiya. Gaud deshe diya. I want to go to Vrindavan. My plan is to go to Vrindavan via Bengal. Gaud deshe diya yab. Tasab dekhiya. And I want to see all the devotees there in Bengal. And Maybe the devotees will accompany me and will go via the direct, nice national highway, Sher Shah Suri Marg, the Grand Trunk Road. It goes straight from Bengal all the way to Agra and to Delhi. Nice road, smooth path, smooth journey, surrounded by loving associates with continuous prasad and kirtan. Bengali devotees going along means prasad is guaranteed. Right? The best prasad in the whole world I have experienced in Bangladesh. Bangladesh. If you say, you know, feast means 25-30 sabji. If you tell them, no, simple means 7-8 sabji. So, all the way Mahaprabhu was planning like this. But let us see what happens to Mahaprabhu's plan. As they say, man proposes, God disposes. But here God in devotee's form proposes. And he is accepting what Krishna is disposing through another devotee. That's what is the whole idea. Of what is the consciousness to enter Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first of all, bids farewell to all the devotees in Odisha, in Puri. So all the devotees of Odisha, they approach Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu embraces them, bids them farewell. So we will see gradually Mahaprabhu, how he starts renouncing association of one devotee. So all the Orissa devotees, he bids farewell, leaves them behind in Puri, and then Mahaprabhu proceeds to Bhavanipur, and then comes to Bhuvaneshwar. And then from Bhuvaneshwar, Mahaprabhu comes to Katak. Katak is the headquarters or the main capital of King Prataprutra. So Prataprutra Maharaj comes, and as soon as he sees Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offers him prostrated obeisances from a distance, and then comes closer to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu embraces him. As Mahaprabhu embraces Prataprutra Maharaj, tears of ecstasy start flowing from the eyes of Prataprutra Maharaj. Tears of ecstasy is flowing from Mahaprabhu's eyes, and Prataprutra Maharaj's entire body gets bathed by Mahaprabhu's tears. And Prataprutra Maharaj starts glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Punah stuti kare raja koraye pranam prabhu kripa ashrute koila dehasnan. And as he was glorifying, punah stuti kare raja koraye pranam, is offering obeisances and respects to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu kripa ashrute. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tears of mercy for Prataprutra Maharaj flows from his eyes. Tara deha hoilasnan. His entire body gets completely drenched. And at that point, Ramananda Rai is there along with the king. And Ramananda Rai comes and calms the king down. King Prataprutra Maharaj is so much in ecstasy, his emotions cannot be controlled and he's trembling. And therefore Ramananda Rai has to come and calm down the king. Sustakori Ramananda Rajare Basaila. Kai Mane Vakye Prabhu Tare Kripa Koila. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave mercy to Ramananda Rai through his kaya, mane, vakye, through his body, mind and words. Kaya, mane, vakye, prabhu, tare, kripa, kaila, sustakari, ramananda, rajare, basaila. He pacified the king, brought his emotions under control and made him sit. And he was astonished to see the unlimited mercy given to the king by Mahaprabhu. And at that moment, Kaviraj Goswami says, ऐछे तहारे कृपा कोयला गौर राय, प्रताप रुद्र संत्राता नाम हो लयाए। महाप्रभु गेव दिस काइंड ऑफ मर्सी एट कटक टू प्रताप रुद्र महाराज, दैट सीइंग दैट फ्रॉम दैट डे ऑनवर्ड्स महाप्रभु गॉट वन मोर न्यू नेम, प्रताप रुद्र संत्राता, द डिलीवरर ऑफ प्रताप रुद्र महाराज, दैट नेम गॉट एडेड टू लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभुज लिस्ट ऑफ नेम्स बिकॉज ऑफ दिस पास्ट टाइम। एंड देन प्रताप रुद्र महाराज ग्रेजुअली कम्स डाउन फ्रॉम द इमोशनल प्लेटफॉर्म टू द प्रैक्टिकल, एंड देन ही लुक्स अराउंड एंड सीज दैट महाप्रभु is leaving Puri, leaving Katak, leaving Odisha, and on the way to Vrindavan via Bengal. So immediately, Pratap Rudra Maharaj, being the supreme administrator in the whole kingdom of Odisha, wants to assist. And he wants to see what he can do to facilitate Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's journey. So immediately he orders, Ek navya nauka ani, राख नदी तीरे यहां स्नान करी प्रभु यान नदी पारे। He says, I give an order hereby, and he turns to his Mahapatra, his chief secretary, the king's chief minister or prime minister or whatever you may call, Mahapatra, the main person who gets things done, turns to him and says, Ek navya nauka ani, bring one brand new boat, rakha nadi tire, and keep it here on the bank of the river. And what you must do? Yaha snana kari prabhu, and the boat must follow. Wherever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is walking along this river, the boat must also follow. And wherever Mahaprabhu takes a bath, that boat must be available. Yana nadit pare, and maybe Mahaprabhu decides to cross the river, this boat should be assisting. And the boat should have all kinds of supplies and facilities and everything. And all along the route of Mahaprabhu, construct guest houses. Have grains filled up in the godowns. All along the journey, Mahaprabhu must be supplied the best of feast. That is the power of having the king as your disciple. The whole state machinery was behind Mahaprabhu's journey from Puri to Vrindavan to via Bengal. And then Pratap Rudra Maharaj turns to Harichandan and Mardaraj, his two main ministers, and tells them, Tahastambha ropana kara maha tirtha kari, nitya snana karibotaha yaha ye yenamari. And he says, wherever Mahaprabhu takes a bath, staha stamba ropana kara, please establish a pillar, a memento, a memory that this is where Mahaprabhu took bath. Taha stamba ropana kara, that should be declared. Mahatirtha kari, and declare it as a holy place. And so all along the journey, wherever Mahaprabhu takes bath, there should be symbols representing this is the place Mahaprabhu took bath. And that should be declared as a holy place. And what I will do? Nitya snana karibotaha. I will come and take bath there on a regular basis. Yaha yena mari. And I want to die there only, where Mahaprabhu's holy footprints have touched. So this is the kind of faith which Pratap Rudra Maharaj had. And therefore, as Mahaprabhu was in this journey, from the time he left Puri, thousands and thousands and thousands of people started getting attracted, and they joined the Lord. They joined this journey. And Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed by the crowds. That was the power of Mahaprabhu's attraction. प्रभुर दर्शने सब होइय प्रेममय, कृष्ण कृष्ण कहे नेत्र अश्रु वरिषय। एंड एज दे सॉ महाप्रभु दे ऑल बिकेम फिल्ड विथ प्रेम, होय प्रेममय, एंड दे ऑल वेर चैंटिंग द नेम्स ऑफ कृष्णा कृष्णा। दिस इज टू ऑल्सो वेक यू अप। कृष्ण कृष्ण कहे नेत्र अश्रु वरिषय, एंड आईज वेर फिल्ड विथ टीयर्स जस्ट बाय सीइंग लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु। एंड देयरफॉर इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट इन सो मेनी पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड इन प्रीवियस इनकार्नेशंस द लॉर्ड केम बट नोवेयर सिंपली बाय गिविंग दर्शन ही ट्रांसफॉर्म्ड पीपल्स कॉन्शियसनेस। एमोन कृपालु नहि सुनि त्रिभुवने, कृष्ण प्रेमा होए यार दूरदर्शने। Nobody is so merciful like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all the three worlds. Emona kripalu nahi tribhuvane. In all the three worlds, nahi shuni tribhuvane. Never heard someone so merciful. Why? Krishna prema hoye. He inundates people's hearts with Krishna prema. Yara durdarshane. Simply by seeing from a distance. Simply by his glance, he deposits Krishna Prem in your heart. Just imagine. If only we were 500 years before, life would have been so nice. But this is also part of Mahaprabhu's Leela only. So therefore, at that point, Ramananda Rai sends away Mardaraj and Harichandan. And at that point, Mahaprabhu takes leave of Prataprudra Maharaj. So Prataprudra Maharaj association he gives up at Katak. And then Mahaprabhu comes to Chaturdwar. And as he comes to Chaturdwar, Naukate Chadiya Prabhu Koila Nadi Par Jyotsnavati Ratre Chali Aila Chaturdwar. So very beautiful verse it is described that in that beautiful boat which was supplied by Prataprudra Maharaj, and he had already described Navya Nauka Ani, brand new, not boat used by some fishermen for catching fish. Navya Nauka, brand new boat for Mahaprabhu. And therefore, Naukate Chadiya Prabhu, Mahaprabhu climbed on that boat and Koila Nadi Par, and he crossed that river. And after crossing the river, as he was walking, in the middle of the night, Jyotsnavati Ratriye, and walking through the night, which was inundated with the beautiful moonshine, Prabhu Aila Chaturdwar. He came to this place called Chaturdwar. And when Mahaprabhu comes to Chaturdwar, he sees who are all still with me. So Ramanandra is there with him. And then Mahaprabhu sees Gadadhar Pandit is still with him. Mahaprabhu becomes a little astonished. And Mahaprabhu turns to Gadadhar Pandit. And as you know, that Gadadhar Pandit is supposed to be serving in Tota Gopinath. So Mahaprabhu looks at him. Gadadhar Pandit yabe sanghe chalita kshetra sanyas nisheda na kshetra sanyas na chadiha prabhu nishedila. Do not give up your kshetra sanyas. Why you have come here with me? Mahaprabhu turns to Gadadhar Pandit. So Gadadhar Pandit is directly seeing Mahaprabhu's example that this person did not leave Puri for 2 years because Sarabhaum Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai did not give permission. Without devotee's permission, my master does not leave. But I will leave without master's permission. So sometimes even the best example is not sufficient. And therefore, chastisement is also required. So, Pandit kahe, yaha tumi sui nilachal, kshetra sanyasa mora yauka rasatal. Mahaprabhu looks at Gadadhar Pandit and says, why did you leave? And he says, my dear Lord, yaha tumi, I have not left Jagannath Puri. Wherever your lotus feet are there, sui nilachal. Jagannath Puri travels with you. And my kshetra sanyas, yauka rasatal, my kshetra sanyas, let it go to hell. Rasatal. Prabhu kahe, iha kar gopinath sevan. Pandit kahe, koti sevatvat pad darshan. Are, I am telling you, you go and stay there and serve Tota Gopinath. Gadadhar Pandit says, my dear Lord, if I serve your lotus feet, millions of times more seva is done. Rationalization is use of intelligence in the service of false ego. The use of intelligence in the service of fulfillment of one's own whimsical plans is defined as rationalization. So Mahaprabhu looks at Gadadhar Pandit's rationalization and is shocked. Of course, Gadadhar Pandit here is at another level of, you know, prema. Prabhu kahe seva chhadibe amay lagi dosh. Iha rahi seva kar amara santosh. If you give up this service of Tota Gopinath and come to me, then I will be blamed. So you better stay here and continue serving. If you serve here, iha rahi seva kar amara santosh, I'll be very much pleased. Pandit kahe sab dosh amar upar. Toma sange na yaiba, yaiba ekeshwar. Gadadhar Pandit says, oh my dear Lord, your biggest problem is people will blame you. That is your fear. So let me assure you, sab dosh amar upar. I take all the blame. How? You go one way, I will not travel with you. I will take a parallel route and join you. So nobody will see me with you. So there is no evidence that you are responsible for taking me. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu is saying people will blame me. Arey, you just want your servant's association so much that you have taken him away from Gopinath. Being with you is more important than him being with Gopinath. No, he's saying, Tama sanga na yaiba, jaiba ekeshwar. I will go alone. So nobody will blame you. Don't worry. So, here it is described that pratigya seva tyaga toma ami bhogi. Mahaprabhu is telling, do not come. Panditera gauranga prema bhujana nayai pratigya sri krishna seva chhadila trinapraya. Nobody can understand Gadadhar Pandit's love for Mahaprabhu. He was ready to give up his vow, pratigya. He was ready to give up his Sri Krishna seva. Trinapraya, just like a small trina, insignificant blade of grass. And therefore, it is described here, Mahaprabhu looks at him and says, pratigya seva chhadibe etomar uddesh se siddh hoila aila durdesh. A devotee has only two properties. Devotee's property is not house and money and resources and things. Vaishnava has only two properties. What is the two sampatti of Vaishnava? Pratigya and seva. The vows and the service which we have, these are the only two bona fide properties which belong to the soul. The soul carries the pratigya and seva. प्रतिज्ञा सेवा छाड़िबे तुम्हार उद्देश्य से सिद्ध होइला। नाउ यू हैव फुलफिल दैट डिजायर, यू हैव ब्रोकन द प्राउ, ब्रोकन द प्रॉमिस, ब्रोकन योर लेफ्ट योर सर्विस, छाड़े आयला दूर देश, एंड देयरफॉर यू हैव कम ऑल द वे सो डिस्टेंट। एंड देन महाप्रभु लुक्स एट गदाधर पंडित एंड सेज दैट आमार संगे रहिते चाह वांछा निज सुख, तुमार दुई धर्म याए आमार बड़ दुख। योर डिजायर टू स्टे विथ मी, योर प्लान, द प्लान्स विच आर बीइंग मैन्युफैक्चर्ड इन द फैक्ट्री ऑफ योर ब्रेन, आमार संगे रहिते चाह, you have a desire to stay with me, your desire is to have my association, amar sange rahite chah vancha, that vancha, that desire, oh gadadhar pandit, our only business in vaishnav satsang is to refine the desire and redefine the desire, so that we are able to align with Krishna's desire. And therefore, you are leaving Tota Gopinath Seva, you are leaving Jagannath Puri and coming with me and being in my association. That may be a very noble desire from one perspective, but that is not my desire. Amar sange rahite chah vancha nija sukh. That is desire for your own pleasure. And desire for one's own pleasure comes in the category of bhukti, not bhakti. Amar sanga rahite chah vancha nija sukh. And tumar dui dharma yaye. And because of that, your two dharmas are getting destroyed, pratigya and seva. Amai bada dukh. I'm experiencing great distress by seeing this. And therefore, Mahaprabhu says, if mora sukha chaha yadi, mora sukha chaha yadi nila chale chal, amara shapat yadi ara kuch bal. If you want to please me, mora sukha chaha, if you want to fulfill my desire, mora sukha chaha yadi, then nilachale chal. Go back to Nilachal, go back to Jagannath Puri. And as he said that, Gadadhar Pandit was about to start protesting, and Mahaprabhu saw his body language that he's about to protest, about to shout, about to scream, about to throw his foot down. Mahaprabhu says, amara shapat yadi ara ki chubal. और कुछ बोला तो देख लेना. सो महाप्रभु कट हिम ऑफ, महावदन्याय. बट ही वॉज डेमोन्स्ट्रेटिंग दैट यस, वृंदावन इज अ प्लेस इन गौरलीला वेर राधा रानी ऑल्सो कुड नॉट एंटर. गदाधर पंडित इज राधा रानी. Radharani was not allowed entry into Vrindavan by Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu sent him back to Jagannath Puri. And therefore, at this point, Mahaprabhu proceeds further. And as he proceeds, Sarabhaum Bhattacharya turns to Rama, to Gadadhar Pandit, and starts pacifying him. Because Gadadhar Pandit breaks down and is crying, and Sarabhaum Bhattacharya has to counsel him. What is he saying? Tumi jana Krishna nije pratigya chhadiya, bhakta kripa vashe bhishma pratigya rakhila. And Sarabhaum Bhattacharya gives the example of Bhishma. Gadadhar Pandit, do not think Lord Chaitanya is heavy with you or angry with you. or is displeased with you. Mahaprabhu's plan of sending you back to Jagannath Puri is a symptom of his causeless mercy, because he wants to protect you from breaking your vow. And Krishna is so much concerned about devotee maintaining their vow and not breaking their vow, that Krishna against Bhishma was willing to break his own vow so that Bhishma could protect his vow. So in this way, he mentions this. Pratigya Rakhila. Mahaprabhu sending you back to Jagannath Puri is a symptom of his causeless mercy. He wants you to maintain your vow. That's why he is doing this. And therefore, Eimata Prabhu Tomar Vicheda Sahai Tomar Pratigya Raksha. So he's saying that Eimata Prabhu Tomar Vicheda Sahiya. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tolerating separation from you. Eimata Prabhu Tomar Vicheda Sahiya. Mahaprabhu is willing to go through the pain of separation from Gadadhar Pandit. Why? Tomara Pratigya Raksha Koila Yatna Kuriya. Mahaprabhu is striving hard to protect your vow so that your vow is not broken. And therefore, Prabhu Lagi Dharma Karma Chhade Bhakta Gan Bhakta Dharma Hani Prabhu Na Hoy Sahan. Devotees were willing to give up all kinds of vows and dharmas. Prabhu Lagi Dharma Karma Chhade Bhakta Gan. Devotees were willing to give up their dharma, their karma, but Bhakta Dharma Hani Prabhu Na Hoy Sahan. Mahaprabhu could not tolerate any of the devotees giving up their duties, giving up their service, giving up their vows. Therefore, Mahaprabhu established on lines of stone. There is no entry into Vrindavan for a whimsically minded fellow. Only one who dedicates his life with total discipline and submission, then only he goes beyond karma, jnana, yoga, and enters and takes the turn on the highway of bhakti. And therefore, Mahaprabhu dealt with Gadadhar Pandit very strongly. And then at Chaturdwar, Mahaprabhu leaves behind Gadadhar Pandit, proceeds ahead, and Gadadhar Pandit falls on the ground unconscious as Mahaprabhu proceeds. And then he comes to Jajpur, and there the two officers of Prataputra Maharaj who had traveled with him, Mahaprabhu bids them farewell. And then there is only one. At Ramuna, then from Jajpur he comes to Remuna. And then at Remuna, Mahaprabhu turns to Ramananda Rai. And it is time for Mahaprabhu to take leave from Ramananda Rai. So Mahaprabhu already had a wonderful conversation with Ramananda Rai in which place? Kovur. Mahaprabhu tells him that, oh, jaiche shunilu taiche dekhlu tomar mahima Radha Krishna rasa gyaner tumi sima. That the way I have heard about him, I have seen you also. राधा कृष्ण प्रेम रस ज्ञानेर तुम्हें सीमा, यू आर द समिट ऑफ राधा कृष्ण प्रेम रस, एंड देयर फोर द वे यू हैव एक्सप्लेन द कृष्ण तत्व टू मी आई कैन नॉट इमेजिन. रामानंद राय से हृदय प्रेरणा कह जीवाय कहो वाणी की कहिए भालमंद की छुए न जाने. अरे यू आर द वन स्पीकिंग माय डियर लॉर्ड, आई एम ओनली जस्ट वाइब्रेटिंग माय टंग, दैट्स ऑल. महाप्रभु से तुम्हार ठान आला तुम्हार महिमा सुनिया, तुम्हें मोर स्तुति कर सन्यासी जानी. आई हैव कम टू यू टू हियर फ्रॉम यू व्हेन यू आर ग्लोरिफाइंग मी, हाउ विल आई हियर फ्रॉम यू. सो it is described that Ramananda Rai and Mahaprabhu, when they had their conversation, that it was just like condensed milk and sugar candy mixed together. That was the conversation. राधा कृष्ण लीला ताटे कर्पूर मिलन, एंड व्हेन दे डिस्कस राधा कृष्ण इट वाज लाइक मिक्सिंग कैम्फर. हाँ, सही भाग्यवान जय करे आस्वादन, वन हु इज एबल टू टेस्ट इट इज द मोस्ट फॉर्चुनेट. सो इफ इन कोवूर दे हैड सच अ कन्वर्सेशन, इफ महाप्रभु हैज टू गो टू वृंदावन, शुड ही नॉट टेक रामानंद राय विथ हिम, गदाधर पंडित विथ हिम, द एक्सटेसी विल इंक्रीज. But Mahaprabhu turns to Ramananda Rai and Mardaraja and Sri Harichandan and says, now you must return back. The journey to Vrindavan has to be carried on by the soul alone. He has to be ready to face Krishna's plans. भूमिते पड़िला राय नहिक चेतन, राय कोले कोरी प्रभु करे क्रंदन. महाप्रभु's pastimes are filled with emotions, carried in the vessel of hard discipline. Many times when we hear about emotions, we may think, oh, do whatever you like. So, bhumete padila, when we kind of bid farewell to anybody, I don't remember any time that I've fallen on the ground unconscious because of separation. Bhumete padila rai nahika chetan. He lost consciousness. Ramananda Rai fell on the ground. Mahaprabhu comes and places him on his lap. Roy kole kori, Prabhu kore krandan. And Mahaprabhu starts crying, placing Ramananda Rai on his lap. So Ramananda Rai and Mahaprabhu have so much of love and affection. Mahaprabhu cannot maintain his emotions. But in spite of being so emotional, he expresses his emotional. He expresses his emotions fully, but still maintains the boundary of his discipline. So both emotions and discipline have to go hand in hand in the journey to Vrindavan. There is place for unlimited sentimentalism. There is place for unlimited sentiments, but no place for sentimentalism. So Mahaprabhu accommodates unlimited sentiments, but rejects sentimentalism. And therefore, Rai Kole Kori Prabhu Koroye Krandan, and he starts crying. And Kaviraj Goswami says, as Mahaprabhu starts walking ahead with only one Mahapatra associate of Prataprudra Maharaj, Ramananda Rai is watching Mahaprabhu proceed further. And Mahaprabhu's departure is being seen by Ramananda Rai with tears flowing down from his eyes. Raira vidaya bhava na yaya sahan kohite na pari eitahara varnan. Says Mahaprabhu's, the feeling of separation which Ramanandara experienced, Raira vidaya bhava na hoye sahan. Ramanandara could not tolerate separation from Lord Chaitanya. Vidaya bhava na hoye sahan, could not tolerate. Kohite na pari ei tahara varnan. There is no way we can explain the emotions felt by Ramananda. And Mahaprabhu proceeds further, and then he comes to the border of Orissa. And the border of Orissa and Bengal, at that place, which is known to be near Bhadrak and Pichalda on the other side. So, the government officer, the Mahapatra who has come along with Lord Chaitanya, he tells him that there is the big river here. On the other side of the river is a very powerful Muslim governor, Muslim government officer, who is very, very vicious and cruel. So we should wait for some time, because if we cross, then they are not at all favorable towards us. We can be killed and destroyed. So therefore we need to actually need some time to have a peace treaty. I need to have a dialogue with them. After we establish dialogue and we agree upon your safe passage, then it is good for you to go. So we have to wait 2 to 4 days. So that was the political situation 500 years ago. For Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to cross the border of Orissa and enter into Bengal, you had to have a diplomatic dialogue with another king of another faith. So things have become millions of times more anukul today compared to then. And so at this point they wait and camp there waiting. When they are camping and waiting, the Muslim governor from the other side sees millions of people on the other side of the bank along with Lord Chaitanya. And he sends one spy, go and see what's going on. So that Muslim spy comes to check in this camp, and all he sees is Harinam Sankirtan. People are chanting, dancing, and he sees this. Nirantara kore sab Krishna Sankirtan, sabe hase nache gaye kore krandan. So what the Muslim spy is seeing is Nirantara kore sabha Krishna Sankirtan, only Harinam Sankirtan is going on. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sabhe hase nache gaye kore krandan. Everybody while doing that kirtan is laughing, nache, dancing, gaye, singing, kare krandan and crying. Kirtan is going on. So therefore, Mahaprabhu with the public never discussed any projects. He only did kirtan. He specifically chose only Roop and Sanatan and gave some project. So that means Mahaprabhu first saw the capability and then only decided, okay, these people can handle. For others, enjoy. Sabe nache hase gaye kare krandan. Don't take tension, otherwise you will break down. Only those who are supposed to think should think. Others who are not supposed to think should chant. Because in chanting, you don't have to think. You only have to chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. But the problem is today, those who can think chant, and those who should only chant think. And it creates confusion. So therefore, everybody is chanting and dancing and crying also. Right. So this spy, he also starts chanting. He also starts dancing and he is wondering what is going on. Then he comes back and the Muslim governor asks, what did you see? What happened? And this guy only started chanting. And then he says, laksh laksh lok aise taha dekhi bare, tara dekhi punarapi yaite nare ghare. That Mahaprabhu is only doing kirtan, kirtan, kirtan. Everybody is only chanting and dancing. And by seeing this kirtan, lakhs and lakhs of people, laksh laksh lok aise tara dekhi bare. To see Mahaprabhu, lakhs of people are coming. But the problem is, once they come and see Lord Chaitanya and experience his kirtan, tara dekhi punarapi yaite nare ghare, they do not want to go back home. Yad gatvana nivartante, they go and see him and then don't come back. And therefore, sei sab lok hoy bauler pray, Krishna kohi nache kande ghada ghadiya hai. And that all of them have become like madmen. They're all coming from good families, intelligent people, big professionals. Sei sab lok hoy bauler pray, but they have become like mad. And Krishna kohi, they're only saying Krishna, Krishna. And what they are doing? Nache, dancing, kande, crying, gadagadiya, and falling on the ground, rolling on the ground. If some sophisticated businessman starts rolling on the ground, on the Madan Mohan, you know, parapet, on the grass, then you will wonder what is going on. Krishna, grrr, comes down. So you may think, how is it happening? But that's what was going on. That was the power of the chanting of the holy names. And so therefore he says, Kohibar katha nahe dekhile se jani, tahar prabhav tar ishwar kahi mani. I know one thing, I cannot explain what I saw. Kohibar katha nahe dekhile se jani. Only by seeing you can understand. Only by experiencing you can understand. Kohi bara katha nahi. By speaking you cannot understand. By hearing you cannot understand. Tahara prabhava. And by seeing his influence, tara ishvara karimani. And therefore I accept him as ishvara. Only Lord can do like this. Otherwise even by paying money, you cannot make someone cry. You cannot make someone laugh by paying money also. You cannot make someone do like this. And therefore, etakohi saichara kari Hari Krishna gaye, hase kande nache gaye baulera pray. And saying like this, right in front of the Muslim governor, the spy started dancing. Hari Krishna gaye. And hase kande nache gaye. And he started dancing and chanting and singing and crying like a madman. And so, when this happened, immediately the Muslim governor said, I want to go and take darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the message was sent to the Mahapatra that the Muslim governor wants to come. And then he says, oh, what is this going on? And hearing this, that the governor wants to come, the Muslim governor wants to come, Shuni Mahapatra kohe hoya vismay, madhyapa yavanera chitta icheke kare. Mahapatra became very much astonished and he says, how is it possible? A drunkard yavan, madhyapa, one who is intoxicated all the time, yavanera chitta aicheke karai. What did Mahaprabhu do to transform his heart? Apane Mahaprabhu tara mana bhiraila darshane smarane yara jagata tarila. Someone may think, are that time Lord Chaitanya was personally there, so he could transform the heart, but what about today? Mahaprabhu is not here. How will the drunkards and the meat eaters' heart be transformed? Apne Mahaprabhu tara man phiraila. Because that Muslim governor did not see Mahaprabhu. He only heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from that spy. So hearing about Lord Chaitanya also has a powerful transformative effect. Apne Mahaprabhu tara man phiraila. Through the Gaur Leela, he transformed that Muslim governor's heart. Darshane, smarane, by darshan of the deity, by remembering the deity, yara jagat, jagat tarila. Mahaprabhu can actually deliver the whole world. And therefore, when there is deity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, darshan of that deity, speaking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting the names of Mahaprabhu, has a similar effect in transforming the heart. And so, the Muslim governor comes to meet Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He offers prostrate obeisances and then starts praying to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Adhama yavana kule kena janma huila vidhi more hindu kule kena na janmaila. He demands from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, why was my karma so bad that I was born in such a meat-eater family? Adhama yavana kule kena janma huila? Vidhi more hindu kule kena na janmaila. Why did I not born in Hindu kul? Why I was not born in a Hindu family? Hindu huile paitam tomar charana sannidhan vyarthamora ei deha yauka paran. If I was born in a Hindu family, it would have been easier for me to come closer to your lotus feet. Tomar charana sannidhan. Vidhi more ei deha. But thanks to destiny, I am born in this low class family. Yauka paran. May this body go to hell. Because of no use. I am a powerful governor, but not getting your lotus feet darshan, what is the point? And this conversation was being heard by the Mahapatra. Prataprudra Maharaj's chief secretary was hearing this. He got bewildered. Etashuni Mahapatra avisht hoya prabhuke korena stuti charane dhariya. He jumped towards Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, held Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet, placed his head on Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. Who? That Mahapatra. Etashuni Mahapatra avisht hoya and became filled with ecstasy. And Prabhuke Korena Stuti started glorifying the Lord, holding his lotus feet. Chandala Pavitra Yara Srinama Shravane Hena Tomar Ejiva Paila Darshane. My dear Lord, just by your darshan, even the most fallen souls can get delivered. Simply by remembering you and chanting your names, Chandala Pavitra Nama Srinama Shravane. Just by hearing your names. Or it was a third party who went and gave him information about you and chanted about you and your names to him. But he became purified. Hena Tomar Ejiv Paila Darshane. This person, by having your darshan, has become purified. Ihara ye ei goti itthe ki vismaye tomar darshan prabhav ei mat hoye. That he has achieved such a transformation is not a big deal. That is the power you have. Tomar darshan prabhav. That is a prabhav, that is the influence of your divine darshan. And therefore, he looks at Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great astonishment. And Prabhupada quotes, Yannamadhiya shravananu kirtanadhyah pravranashravanat apikvachit shvadopi sadhyah savanaya kalpate. Even one who is born in a dog-eater's family gets purified. And at that point, Mahaprabhu brings this Muslim governor close to him, embraces him, and this governor trembles in ecstasy and starts crying tears of ecstasy. Tabe Mahaprabhu Tare Ashwasya, Tabe Mahaprabhu Tare Kripa Drishti Kuri, Ashwasya Kohe Tumi, Kaha Krishna Hari. Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless compassion, glances upon him, Ashwasya Kohe, and Mahaprabhu, he pacifies him. He assures him and says, Kaha Krishna Hari, chant the name of Krishna and Hari. And Prabhupada says, what is the symptom that you have received Lord Chaitanya's mercy? If you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, that is the first symptom that you have received Mahaprabhu's mercy. And second, one becomes purified of all sinful contaminations. And at that point, when one becomes purified, what is the symptom of purification? That is the next verse. Sei kohe more jadi koila angikar ek agya deha seva kariye tumar. He says, my dear Lord, sei kohe more jadi koila angikar, if you have accepted me, my dear Lord, the Muslim governor tells Mahaprabhu, ek agya deha, please give me one order. Seva kariye tumar, so that I can engage in your service. I wish to be engaged in seva. Give me seva. Give me seva. Give me seva. When the Harinam Sankirtan is followed by this kirtan, give me seva. That is a symptom of being purified by the Harinam Sankirtan. The Nama Sankirtan has to be followed by the Seva Sankirtan. Desire to be engaged in service. And therefore, Prabhupada writes in the purport, when one follows Mahaprabhu's order, one chants Hare Krishna, one becomes purified. The symptom of purification is eagerness for service. If you have a doubt, am I being purified by chanting? Am I wasting my time in Hare Krishna movement? Is the holy name having an effect? What is the symptom? Is my eagerness for service increasing or decreasing? And eagerness for service, it does not mean eagerness to fulfill my plans. Eagerness to follow the devotee's plans and desires. And therefore, Prabhupada writes a beautiful statement. When one engages enthusiastically in Lord's service, when one engages enthusiastically in Lord's service, it is to be understood. It is to be understood. When one engages enthusiastically in the Lord's service, it is to be understood that he is reaping the results of chanting Hare Krishna. Phasal kaat ke uska upyog kar raha hai. So your chanting of holy name is like the sowing of the seed. And then how do you know the plant has grown? When you decide to engage in service. Prabhupada says, this enthusiastic engagement in Krishna's service is a symptom of reaping the results of chanting the holy names. Then the Muslim governor speaks further. Go Brahmana Vaishnava Himse Koriyache Apar Seipapa Hoite Mura Hauka Nistar. He looks at Mahaprabhu and says, my dear Lord, I am so sinful. I do not even know whether I can be engaged in seva or not, because I have killed go. I have killed cows. I have committed violence against Brahmanas and cows. So, what is an impediment in our enthusiasm for service? Chanting the holy names and getting a taste in serving is impeded by violence. Violence is the enemy of taste. Violence is the enemy of taste in Sankirtan and taste in Seva. So you may say, but I am vegetarian. I am not committing violence against Go. I am doing Go Seva. Go Brahmana Vaishnave Himsa Kariyachi Apar. Bahut maine Himsa ki hai. Apar. Himsa Kariyachi Apar. Sai Paap Hoite Mora Hoka Nistar. Will I be delivered from this papa? So Prabhupada says, there are two types of papa. What is the himsa? Himsa, violence, is a sin, papa. And what are the two kinds of sin? Killing the cow is a sin. Equivalent crime to killing the cow is insulting the Brahmana and insulting the Vaishnava is on the same category as Gohatya. Have I insulted Vaishnava? If yes, I have accrued the sinful reaction of killing an innocent cow. Go Brahmana Vaishnave Himsa Kariyachi Apar. By hearing this, I should not complacently think, I am a vegetarian for 20 years. I have never committed any sin. Next question is, have you insulted a Vaishnava? Have you insulted a Brahmana? Are you innocent? Or you are also liable to be punished because of insulting a Vaishnava? And therefore, when we chant holy names, we nullify the sins. What are the sins? Give up the tendency to kill animals and give up the tendency to murder the sentiments in the hearts of the Vaishnavas. No missiles should fly out of the tongue. And then, when the violence is overcome, then we nullify the sins. Only when we nullify such sins, then the next step comes, we get eagerness to serve. Then when we get the eagerness to serve, then the devotees also reciprocate and engage you. Therefore, there has not been a single person in history of creation who has not been sufficiently engaged. When he is ready to be engaged, that readiness is symptomized by how purified he is of his sins, tendency to commit violence. Violence against animals and violence in insulting the devotees. And therefore, when this Muslim governor is requesting the Lord, please engage me in Seva. At that time, Mukunda, Datta, he turns and says, yes, jaladasyu bhaye sai yavana chalila dashanauka bhari bahu sainya sanganila. We have to cross the river and go to the other side, and we could not cross because of fear of you only. So can you help him cross, because so many pirates are there? And then the Muslim governor says, are, why you have to be afraid of pirates? Because I am more deadly than all of them put together. So if I give protection to the Lord, no problem. So he offered his service. And Jaladasyu Bhayes pirate said in Yavana Chalila, Dasha Nauka Bhari, 10 boats he surrounded Mahaprabhu's boat with. And with the 10 boats filled, Dasha Nauka Bhari, Bahu Sainya Sange Nila, with so many soldiers on this boat, they crossed the river. And then Mahaprabhu then comes to Pichalada, and Mahaprabhu looks at the Mahapatra and now gives him farewell also. Tare bidai dila Prabhu sei gram hoite se kale tara prema cheshta na parivarnane. And at that point, this Mahapatra also falls on the ground in great separation from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Se kale tara prema cheshta na parivarnane. It cannot be described. Vidai dila Prabhu se gram hoite. Alaukik lila kore Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Jai iha shune tara janma deha thanya. And in this way, Mahaprabhu's pastimes in performing all of these amazing leelas have been extraordinary. Jai iha shune tara janma deha dhanma. One who hears this, his birth and his entire existence is glorious. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally comes from Pichalada, which is part of the Ganga only, and comes through the boat. This Muslim governor brings Mahaprabhu's boat to the beautiful place called Pani Hati. Where is Pani Hati? Kolkata. So Mahaprabhu comes to Pani Hati, and from Pani Hati onwards, then Mahaprabhu's attempt and plan to go to Vrindavan continues. We'll discuss this some other time. Shukrantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki Tai Gop Premanandi.
Good things should be repeated 3 times. 3 times minimum.